Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Big Bad Morning Show here on a Wednesday. We take you till 10, and then Vinny and Haney take over, and we have a special treat for you. It's another installment of Coleman versus Coleman.
Oh, be quiet.
Why do we have to do
Hack.
This?
We try to decide who is the real Jerry Coleman.
It's obvious. I'm the real Jerry Coleman.
Could you please stop a second before we begin the segment? If we haven't seen you since last time, Happy New Year. And did you enjoy the holidays? Did you have any fun?
Oh, it was just terrible, Ed Norris. You kidding me? I had to spend time with my family. I mean, I'm lucky that I don't have in-laws. Thank God for that. Because that just would have made it even worse.
I went to bed.
I said it before.
Early. Shut up.
New Year's, it's a hack holiday. It's an amateur holiday.
Which fits you perfectly. Amateur hour.
Please.
Every time I have to listen to you, it is amateur hour. It's like a talent show, and you're like the last contestant that they don't
want to bring on stage. Well, you obviously have no talent, so you wouldn't be in said show.
He said he was the fourth best guy in the show last time.
Oh, I'm the fourth best guy. That guy doesn't even crack the top five.
So he's
loser.
Is he the LeBron James of...
Oh, LeChoke. LeBron James saying he's the GOAT. Greatest of all time. He's the GOAT whiner. He's the GOAT choker in finals. All he does is lose, Ken Wyman. He's a loser. Top 10 of all time. He doesn't even sniff it. Tim Duncan.
You don't call yourself the GOAT. You let others do that for you. Like others say about me very often.
Yes.
That clown has no humility whatsoever. No self-awareness
whatsoever.
No humility. Just awareness about his phony image. And by the way, he's taking his annual December-January fiesta here.
Well, he's hurt.
And
allegedly
hurt.
He's putting out bad TV shows that four people watch. Wow, here's a genius idea for a TV show. I'll sit around in a barbershop and have a bunch of yes men agree with what I say.
And all he tries to do is be Michael Jordan. He's trying to make a Space Jam 2. Probably a flop like his career.
Reruns on Lifetime. Reruns on Lifetime would get better ratings than that clown show he runs.
Space Jam 2. LeBron, he wishes he was Michael. He could breathe the same air as Michael Jordan. Maybe then he would know what greatness smelled like.
I gotta admit, in this case, new Coke is better than Coke.
Well, I got a question for you. There's a lot of eight head coaching vacancies in the NFL. The Cardinals make a move.
Oh, my God.
What a phony.
Cliff Kingsbury.
You should relate to this guy because he does what you do. He fails up. I mean, you specialize in that.
Let me tell you what. Cliff Kingsbury, he got a job because he's friends with Sean McVay. I'm friends with Jason Lockenfora and Kenny Albert, and you don't see me trying to be a professional broadcaster. I'm friends with Ed Norris, and you don't see me try to be a police commissioner. And I'm friends with Rob Long, and you don't see me trying to play semi-pro football. He's a joke.
Nobody wanted him in college, just like nobody wants you here at this radio station.
Oh, please.
If you went away yesterday, nobody would notice.
Please. Jason Lockenfora would notice. Because I run that podcast, BMO Show.
The Cardinals are as lame and dysfunctional as your day-old updates. Your updates stink.
Speaking of dysfunctional.
Seriously, you ought to be embarrassed.
I think that line was the definition of dysfunctional.
more audio taken out of context.
Let's go right through electricity.
What would tangy balls with vinaigrette have to say like that? Jerry, Jerry 2 gave his thoughts on Cliff Kingsbury.
Jerry 1, real Jerry.
That's true, I'm sorry. Jerry 1 gave his real thoughts on Cliff Kingsbury. Your thoughts on Cliff Kingsbury?
I just said that he failed up just like this guy over here has done throughout his pathetic career. I mean, the guy was a loser.
Have you seen my resume?
Yeah.
Have you seen my resume? Do you know how many radio stations I've worked at? Because a Baltimore market can't get enough of my greatness.
Yeah, BIM doesn't count. Neither does your college radio station. But you keep hanging your hat on that.
Oh, please.
Jerry, do you like Matt LaFleur with the Packers?
Matt LaFleur, another hack. This guy, the 25th ranked offense with the Tennessee Titans. But Ken Lyman, he knows Sean McVay. So obviously, you know, he's great. He's great. I mean, if I knew Michael Jordan, I could get any job I ever wanted.
Why are you yelling? We're all in the same
room. What are you talking about? You should just be quiet.
If LaFleur walked into the room right now wearing a shirt that said, "My name is LaFleur," I'd say, "Hey, guy, how are you?"
I'd say, "Cram it in your cram hole, LaFleur." That's what I would say.
Guy, Gee, which LaFleur are you?
I'd say, "Cram it in your cram hole."
Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur.
I'd say that he failed up just like Cliff Kingsbury.
Let's switch topics. Terrell Suggs.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
Hall of Famer, please. The only hall he should get into is a bingo hall because he needs to retire.
He should buy a ticket if he wants to go
my
to the
God.
Hall of Fame.
He steals more money than Rob Long.
Memo to Sizzle, you're getting paid to make plays, not for holding pep rallies.
Yes.
That's what he does.
Oh,
he's
please.
The only person who takes more time off in December than LeBron James.
So you guys, neither one of you think he's going to the Hall of Fame?
Oh, he's a joke. He's a joke. Ken Wyman, I've done way more than him for the Baltimore Ravens in the past couple years than that bum.
But you call him a hack. There it is.
He's not only a hack, he is just lazy in the month of December, just like this guy is for 12 months out of the year.
Oh, please. And he tries to be Ray Lewis, giving all these big pep talks before games. He wishes he was Ray Lewis.
Well, at least you have something in common with him. You both steal paychecks on a regular basis.
By the way, speaking of Ray Lewis, what'd you guys think of Ray Lewis coming out before the game Sunday?
Oh, and what a difference that made.
Yeah. He always, Ray, rah, rah, Ray, just has to make it all about him.
Yeah,
just such a self-promoter.
Red Light Ray really sparked that offense, didn't
please.
He? Man, he got Lamar Jackson going throughout that whole first half.
Please.
Basically matched your IQ, that quarterback rating.
But I tell you what, he really got the stadium electric. I can tell you that. The electricity was in the air.
Well, can we take one little, you know, left turn to where I like to go?
Yeah, sure.
A little hockey here.
Oh,
what about your Caps this year?
Jeez.
Come on, how about Ovi and the Caps? And what
Ovi
did,
and the Caps. Shelters.
Yeah. Man, Ovi got suspended.
Take another
good.
Beer.
Yeah, please.
I mean, don't even want to play in the All-Star game. What a quitter. I mean, seriously, you're the face or the tooth of the NHL. You should show up for the midseason classic, but no, you're too tired.
Much
like this clown I said across.
You think Michael Jordan would have taken any games off? It's ridiculous. Michael Jordan would have been a better hockey player than Alex Ovechkin, without
Michael
question.
Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Best bocce ball player, best anything.
Michael Jordan never took an off
Badminton.
Day during his off day.
Badminton, he was just okay.
Okay.
I'm glad I asked.
Hey, anything the Jerrys want to promote? Your Instagram?
Well, you can always follow me on Instagram at jcole5545. That's jcole5545. That's
want to
just for
that.
The kiddies.
Yeah.
And then you can follow me on Twitter at sportswcoleman. Sports with Coleman. I give you all the best pictures that are out of frame that you could ever ask for.
Get off my yard.
Get out.
Yeah, and I have pictures of that John Harbaugh, who's just terrible with the media. All he does is whine and complain and chew us out and then wants us to defend you. Grow up, Harbaugh. Grow up.
That's a good. Before we let you guys go, what should the Ravens do with John Harbaugh?
Oh, jeez. I mean, that guy, maybe he should get a one-year extension. They went one and done in the playoffs, Ken Wyman. What a joke.
I would keep him around for a few more years
Don't
as long as
Jerry
he answers
Coleman
my questions.
Dial game.
Stop interrupting me.
You're getting me very angry right now.
Get out of here, will you? You're killing our audience.
We're bordering on
The word is dysfunctional.
Thank you.
I said the first time.
Yes. We'll come back.
Eloquently.
Yeah, thank you. We'll come back with your encore, your headlines. We'll let you know what we learned and get you ready for Vinny and Haney here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.